Thank you for joining in once again and listening to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm chef and host Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm your co-host Aaron Howlett. Join us again as we go on another culinary adventure of the Comox Valley and beyond. This week on the Edible Valley Podcast, we're talking to Jesse Gill of the Black Creek Community Center with their upcoming event, the Farm Fresh Soup Fest. We also get into soups and learn a little bit more about our community.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm chef and host Jonathan Fraser.
And I'm your co-host, Darren Howlett.
Darren, you nailed it.
It's been a while. I was a little rusty there because it's been some time since we recorded.
We have been pretty lax on the recording end of things. Just life has been kind of busy for both of us. So.
Absolutely. You've opened this beautiful, amazing gourmet ice cream shop downtown Courtney, and I can only imagine that the fact I haven't really seen you for 2 months has been because this has been the focus.
I've kind of thrown myself full into this, and anyways, as we can see out today, the weather is kind of changed a little bit, so
yeah,
I think we have a really good opportunity to have a great discussion today.
With the weather finally turning, you've got a few minutes to spare, and we can get back into our routine. We've got a guest showing up in a few minutes.
And we've got an event coming up to do with soups.
But
yeah, Jesse Gill is going to come and talk to us.
Yeah.
And she is the marketing coordinator for the Black Creek Community Center. And she is doing an event, which is the Farm Fresh Soup Fest. Just to give a little heads up before we get started here, but I think this is going to be fun to sit down with her and find out what this event is, how she got it set up. And some of the difficulties of putting together an event like that.
Absolutely. Well, let's get into it. Jesse Gill,
hi.
Hello.
How are you guys today?
We are doing excellent.
Thanks for joining us.
Getting ready to talk a little bit about soup. And we just wanted to kind of, I think we should just start off by talking about this event that you have coming up. That would be.
Sure, yeah. So my name's Jesse. I am the events coordinator at the Black Creek Community Center. And we have this awesome first time event that we're putting on October 20th. It's easy to remember the date because it's like election day.
Yeah.
So after you cast your vote, you can come and eat soup. What
sure.
could be better?
Yeah,
that's a perfect thing to do.
So October 20th from 4 till 7, we are hosting the Farm Fresh Soup Fest.
Bit of a mouthful there.
Yeah. We liked how it had a good ring.
Just comes off the tongue that way.
Yeah. It was actually one of the first proposed names for it.
Really?
And we really couldn't come up with anything else, so... Basically, this festival, so the Black Creek Community Center, where I work, is located in the heart of the agricultural area.
Yeah,
in the
everything
valley.
Is around right. there.
So,
yeah.
I mean, you can go across the street to get your veggies, across the highway.
Yeah.
But we should really be doing an event that showcases what's being grown right here and, you know, also gives chefs a chance to show what they can do with seasonal produce and I guess an opportunity for people to get creative and just create a warm, cozy event.
Well, and that's what we've always talked about on this podcast is that we're always amazed with what's at our fingertips here.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't get used, and especially with the seasons changing over and especially with fall approaching on us here, like the soup, the bounty of soup. Ingredients is ridiculous right now.
Yeah. So. This is the time for soup making.
It is.
So this fundraiser is a joint fundraiser. So it's the Black Creek Community Center is partnering with Lush Valley Food Action Society.
Yeah.
Right.
We're both nonprofit organizations and us at the community center thought they would be a great partner organization because of the awesome projects they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know we've both been quite involved with Lush Valley over the years with all the events they've got from their fruit picking, kids cooking classes, adult cooking classes, just a whole bunch of variety of things going on, as well as just connecting, educating people about the food that's around and available to them. So,
have you been on a fruit pick?
I have done a fruit pick. I did a fruit pick with the North Vancouver Island Chefs Association,
nice.
And I got to bring my daughter along, and we just had a hoot. Just she was basically climb up the tree and just drop apples on my head.
Yeah.
And
Yes, we had a similar experience. I brought my 2-year-old on a blueberry pick, and I had to call it at an hour and a half because there's only so much blueberry a two-year-old can handle.
Yeah. I can just imagine that.
Yeah, yes. But it was great. So they're awesome. They have two projects that this fundraiser, like, so at the end of the day, after the soup fest, we're splitting the proceeds down the middle. So the half that goes to Lush Valley is going to support their farm gleaning pilot project, okay, which is new this year, where they're going out to local area farms and helping farmers reduce farm waste and get that distributed out to partners,
fantastic,
partner organizations to help deal with food insecurity.
Right.
And then also their fruit tree program.
Right.
So where they go pick from, you know, neighborhood homes and farms that have excellent trees dripping with fruit.
Yeah, yeah, I just want to mention too, is like they've got the juice, they're juicing it, and mm-hmm, they're selling that for $20,
yes,
or a 5-liter.
And you
which
can get it at the event too. We're going to do little samples of it and sell the cartons.
I know. Perfect. There's lots of places downtown here, like the Butcher's Block, Atlas Cafe, Blue Spruce Ice Cream. Throw that one in there.
Yeah.
So all those places are carrying it. So if you're
totally
really into some apple juice, or like good apple juice,
right,
that's the way to do it.
I don't know. Do you guys know much about the Black Creek Community Center itself?
No, this is it. I've been there many times, and there's been lots of events that have over the years, weddings and
I've been to a few weddings there, but that's about it.
Awesome. We are a nonprofit community center, so there's actually only a few of those in the central to northern part of the island that are largely volunteer driven.
Right.
And the community center down on Black Creek Road is actually on 10 acres of land that 60 plus years ago, a group of Russian Mennonite settlers fundraised to purchase this land and try and also purchase a one-room schoolhouse to put on it.
Oh,
and that was the start of the community center. And ever since then, it's grown, and it's, you know, we aim to be a central location in, you know, an unincorporated rural area where otherwise people between Courtney and Campbell River have to travel to cities. Well, we offer recreation, community events. We have a fitness center. A lot of people don't even know that.
Right.
Yeah. And then we have this great hall, which people can rent out and program. So, you know, we feel like it's a really vital space and hub in Black Creek, where there's not necessarily a town center. Yeah, we're really proud of the work we do there with a small team and lots of part-time work. Amazing volunteers.
In this event, you were saying that the allotted the part of Lush Valley, their earnings or their whatever's generated is going to those programs. Do you have something earmarked for your side?
We're keeping it open because we do a lot of things. And we've had some big years doing, like, we did a fitness room expansion, and we have a lot of dreams to just keep growing the center and being able to offer things affordably. So say we're going to take our half and see what comes up and what dreams we maybe can fulfill.
It's more just to build on the community.
Yeah. Perfect. We're all about community development. So that's what everything we make goes towards.
And then the event, is this like, have you invited specific chefs? Is this wide open? Is this like, how is that all part? And how many chefs do you have coming? Do you know?
Yeah. The event, I started planning back in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And the first step was getting farms on board.
Right.
So I have actually 11 local area farms, a mixture of produce-based farms, and then a few meat producer.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And it's been great to meet them. And they're all donating produce. And then I went out and tried to recruit chefs.
Right.
It's all about finding people who are willing to donate some time to prepare a yummy soup.
Right.
Luckily, we've got all these ingredients donated. But we have right now 7 chefs, and I got an email this morning that there was someone else interested, so maybe 8.
Nice.
And then the Black Creek Community Center and Lush Valley are each going to do a chef and try and compete with you professional folks.
Nice.
Yeah, because it is a competition.
Oh, really? Okay.
There'll be 9 or 10 soups at the mm-hmm. event. And with your ticket, which is just $15, we tried to keep it really affordable, 20 yeah. at the door, you can sample each of the soups and cast your vote on the best soup. Awesome prize for the winning soup. And some yeah. of the chefs have put in their ingredients reservations, and
some of them still haven't.
Clearly, he can work with anything, Jonathan.
I like the challenge yeah. of seeing. I like the kind of the black box thing and be
what's
like,
left?
What can I make a soup out of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have
I'd say you're pretty good at that, actually.
An old chef who said to me, anyone can cook really good food, but a really good chef can cook everything, has to be able yeah. to cook everything. So
yeah.
I'm like,
you're waiting.
I'm going to see. I'm going to sit back a little bit and be like, oh, okay.
So it's on purpose.
Yeah.
That's totally on purpose.
Not procrastination. No, not at all.
Not at all. I went through the list. I was like, ooh, that would be yum. I could do that. Let's see what comes together.
Yeah. So,
at least that's my story.
Yeah.
it's pretty cool because people will be, the chefs will be building soups off really what's available right now.
Yeah.
Right.
And you did say it was $15 or 20 at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people buy the pre-sale tickets at 15?
Yeah. So if you go to Brown Paper Tickets and search Farm Fresh Soup Fest.
Okay.
That's where you can buy your online tickets.
Sure.
And in-person option is possibly better for locals to the Black Creek area, but we are selling them at the Black Creek Community Center.
Okay.
Yeah. So either of those options.
So we have really good friends in Clever Crow. So next time you're at Clever Crow, just pop in across the street essentially and go get your ticket for.
Yeah. I was in there the other day because they're one of our participating farms.
Perfect.
So we were deciding on which herbs and spice mixes they were going to throw into the ingredients list.
Awesome.
So it's pretty cool.
See, yeah. It really makes it easy to create soups when you know those are the ingredients that are coming.
Yeah.
So.
yeah. When in doubt, use a Clever Crow spice mix. It'll probably taste delicious.
Just add their salt on top of everything.
Yeah.
It's great. So now you've got the event set up and people can get tickets. What kind of things have you found it's been difficult to do to set up this event? Like, I imagine there's a lot of undertaking that has to go towards putting an event like this together.
Yes, and I'm pretty enthusiastic, so sometimes I may take on a lot. But everything's coming together really nicely. There's a lot of moving parts in this event, which is what's going to be make it so awesome. You know, there's been contacting farms, getting a commitment from them, getting an idea what each farm is donating in quantities, and then connecting with chefs and booking all the, you know, permitted kitchen spaces.
Right.
We meet all our BHA guidelines.
Because that can be a difficulty because everything has to be done within a commercial kitchen or at least a certified kitchen. So
absolutely.
That makes it a bit more of a challenge that you can't just sit at home and cook up a soup.
Yeah.
No.
That's why it's great to have chefs on board. And we've tried to enable the community groups by providing kitchen space
for free
to prepare soups. And
that's great.
I mean, that's just part of it. I knew what I was getting into. And it's going to be worth it, I think.
Well, I know from years of working with chefs and trying to align them all to get in all their paperwork and write recipes, and I am totally horrible for this myself, but
you've been okay so far.
So far, yes.
I would say I look to you as a bit of an authority on it because I've seen you put together, you know, the proper spaces with all the proper paperwork, with all the proper everything, pretty fast.
Yeah,
a couple times now.
But I've also had paperwork I've sent in brought up in a seminar by the health inspector about what not to do.
No.
Oh, yours was an example of what not to do?
Yeah, it was quite good. And to my thing is I sent in the wrong paperwork because I'd actually been sending one that I was kind of being a bit of a smart ass.
I just keep this paperwork and just submit it for all the others with this, just the slight adjustments as need be.
Anyways, I was like, how cool do you cool it? I'm like, till it's cool in a fridge. Like, duh.
There's rules.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's actually been great. I don't know if you guys have visited this chef, but we have a neighboring chef, Alain Chabot. I like to say it in French. His wife is French. They're really lovely. They own Chez Vous Artisan Foods, and they're in the Black Creek area.
Right.
And he's donating his kitchen space, and he's also been helping me through the whole process.
Excellent.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it's, such helpful. A huge thing. You
yeah,
can't...
I did the competition with him at 40 Knots.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Which was a fun event. Like yeah. it was a competition, but it became more of a like hanging out together, just making great food. So.
I think that's what I hope happens here too.
So touching a little bit up on you, you were saying that you knew what you were getting into and making allusions to, have you done events like this in the past yourself?
Well, I have been with the Black Creek Community Center since January this year. Right. So
you're
I'm working my
new.
Way through all the events that we do in a year.
Okay.
But prior to that, we moved up here from Victoria. So I was doing a very parallel job there.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was working as an events coordinator at a community center there. So a few community dinners in the past at my old work. And again, it depends on the dinner. But food events are... a big undertaking.
They are. We do know.
They're also the best kind of events.
Well, they're rewarding at the end. I always hate these events because I'm stressed and I'm panicky and pulling my hair. And then I get them all done and I serve this meal. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, yeah, that was good. Like,
thrilling.
I'm like,
yeah.
That's why
I'll do that
this.
Again next year. And
exactly.
I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. Hopefully, I've been enjoying the connecting with all the different people involved because.
Perfect.
You know, apart from the actual soups, there's going to be spirit tastings, which, you know, your support with those are an additional little cost at the fundraiser you can choose to do. So spirit, cider, and wine tastings.
Oh, perfect.
But there's also going to be free bread from True Grain here and also gluten-free bread from Roots Rising. So there's been a lot of opportunities to connect with a lot of people. And when you're someone like me who's newish... It's really like you get right in there. And
So much like it's not just a come try a couple of soups. There's a lot more there of local fare to try out or pick up or stock up on.
As I mentioned, there's bread. There's some alcohol tastings as well as a fresh pressed juice from Lush Valley tastings.
Right.
And they're going to sell their cartons. And then there's live music from Luke Blue Guthrie and Andrea Rose.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice ambiance. We're setting up a little covered outdoor patio eating area with some heat lamps.
Nice.
And maybe some blankets. And then it'll be cozy inside. And then.
Yeah.
Well, I know the one thing we haven't talked about is how many tickets do you have available for this?
We have about 150 tickets.
Okay.
So sales are picking up for sure.
Right.
We're about a little under 3 weeks away from the event.
Right.
So you should get your tickets.
Yeah. At the time of this airing, it'll probably be closer to 2 weeks, just so you're aware. But
Yeah. Well, even more
time's
reason
running out.
To
get
make
those
sure
tickets.
You get those. Yeah. I hope we get there because it is an important fundraiser for both the Black Creek Community Center and Lush Valley. So
absolutely,
please come support it. I mean, $15 and you get to sample up to 10 soups and listen to music and eat bread and... What
absolutely,
could be
and be involved in the community. I mean, Black Creek is such an epicenter for our growing and agriculture area of the valley, and supporting the community center like that, it definitely helps everybody.
Yes,
you know?
Thank you in advance, and to all those who have already bought tickets, even those really eager people that bought them a couple months ago, made me really happy as an events coordinator.
You know what? I think now we've been talking so much about soups. We should talk a little bit about soup just in general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think everyone loves soup, don't they?
Yeah. I started to spread my wings with soup last year. And I mean, I think we've had this conversation, maybe on air, maybe not, but, you definitely are my inspiration soup maker. Before I was like, that's not my forte. That's not my thing. And I think it was last year or the year before where I was like, no, John, I've been watching John do this a lot. I'm going to start picking up. And last year I went soup crazy. I made soup at least once a week. I always had a batch of soup going or was always earmarking stuff. I'm like, oh, that's going to get turned into a soup. Oh, that'll be a soup. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I have a plan on not tonight, but tomorrow I'm going to make my first batch of soup for the year. But anyways.
Awesome.
I sort of took over that for a minute.
No, that's fine. I was going to actually pass it around and be like, what's your favorite kind of soup?
Yeah.
Have you got one?
I like cream of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Ever since I was a kid.
Really? Yeah.
Though I don't feel like I can make the best cream of broccoli, but every time I have someone else's, I'm.
Yeah.
I always find someone else's soup always tastes better than your own. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I can be pretty critical about my own soup, but other people who make me soup. So if anyone wants to make me soup, I'm like, I'm always excited about that. Like just.
I think
maybe it's something about not doing the work, coming in and having to cook
my
soup.
My fallback soup right now, my sort of it gets made all the time because it's almost zero effort. Like the prep is maybe 5 minutes. You take maybe an hour to cook it, and it's fantastic. I do like a curried butternut squash soup. Mm. That's the easiest thing to do. It's bang, it's all in the pot.
Cook hour away, later, puree it.
You're done.
Yeah.
It's great.
Easy is good.
Yeah.
Easy is good.
Yeah. And you know what my favorite soup is? The old chicken noodle soup.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you know what? Just old classic. But it's like I almost love just taking like a whole chicken and just dropping it in the pot.
Yeah.
And then putting my vegetables and just
bring it
to a simmer and letting it go.
Right.
Yeah. And then just picking that meat off the bone and then sauteing off some fresh vegetables and having that rich broth there.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's great. And I think it's kind of fun that we've done this because we've basically nailed three major types of soups, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So we've got a broth style soup with like a nice chicken noodle.
Right.
Or like which can go into a consomme, which is like making a raft to like pull all those impurities out of it. And I always think it's funny, like a consomme is people are always like, oh, it's just a broth, but you're like the amount of effort to make a consomme is ridiculous.
Yeah, and generally the layers of flavor in there are unlike anything else.
Oh, it's just like pure chicken broth flavor, like a chicken consomme.
Yeah.
And I'm not thinking about Campbell's in a can.
No,
I'm talking about doing the old traditional way. But those types of soups. And then yours, the cream-based soup.
Yum.
And that's like, oh, I know what you're saying, like a cream of mushroom, cream of broccoli.
Yeah.
And I always find those are the ones is like having that thick roux in there so they stick to your tongue.
Yum.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that's the big trick. And I find either using like potatoes or I've been using a lot of potatoes because of trying to get away from gluten-free.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then, but also just using like, making a nice roux. So a little bit of butter
and
flour in the bottom of a pot and then adding your cream and your stock together to make that. And then your last one is
the
puree soup, which is I find myself making the most of, whether it's like
they're so easy.
Tomato soup, right? Like,
yeah. The hardest part really there is getting your squash out of the skin.
The scraping
end
of it.
That's the longest part.
Yeah.
And then you just all go.
I had a lot of resistance from my kids on soup. I think we've talked about this too. My kids just would not eat soup for the longest time, and it killed me, and that's why I wasn't making any soup. And my kids finally have come around, and I've realized what it is. And I'm also going to throw in a little tip here. So my kids, if I garnish the soup and make it look more than a bowl of soup, they're so into it. So I'll either grab I usually do a combination, some herbs out of the garden, maybe a drizzle of an oil, like an olive oil or like a garlicky oil or something that I have. And quite often I'll hold back something else with a bit of crunch. So either some toasted pumpkin seeds.
I love seeds in soups.
Yeah. And I'll take a single piece of bacon from breakfast, throw it in the fridge, knowing that the next day I'm just going to chop it up super small and just on the top of a potato soup. My son now loves soup because that little bit of garnish, you know, like it just sells it for him.
I don't think bacon's ever made it off my kitchen table. So that.
Well, I have to get in there before everybody hits the bacon.
Maybe
the trick is to
take it off before breakfast. I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you think about garnish, it's essentially like your ice cream sundae toppings, but for soup.
Exactly.
You can see why kids would.
Absolutely. I agree. And I mean, that's the whole purpose of garnish, right? Is to give it that little bit of kick of a flavor, to give it that little bit of eye appeal. And obviously, there it is working with my kids. My kids now like soup. So,
yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited about soup now.
Me too.
So, what kind of, we talked about Clever Crow, some of their herbs and spices, but what other things do you guys have that are on that
list? On that ingredients list? Well,
like, I just want to throw them out there to our listeners so they can hear them and be like, oh, I want so like, what soups would come through.
Start
their
tasting
head.
Some of those flavors.
Okay, I'll do whatever I can think of right now. We've got Merville Organics is giving a whole bunch of different things. They're giving some celeriac, bunched carrots, ugly potatoes.
Ugly potatoes are the best.
Kale. Everyone's, we've got a lot of garlic and onions, so good base.
Mm-hmm.
There's some rainbow chard.
Nice.
There's a whole lot of winter squash, butternut squash, red curry squash, wow. Rouge vif des tempes squash, ooh, which is coming from Good Earth Farms.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a, do you know that that's one? Kind of a pumpkin-y looking one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to, you know, there will be a lot of squash, but then there's also, ooh, some interesting ingredients because we have Eat More Sprouts participating and they're giving mixed sprouts and they're also giving broccoli sprouts.
Oh, yeah. I love broccoli sprouts.
Idea was you can blend those up or you can garnish.
I'm doing soups here with just a little bit of sprouts on top.
Yeah.
Like it just garnish all the way. Just that little garnish. It just adds that extra eye appeal.
Yeah.
It's better than putting parsley on there or something.
Yeah. That gives you a bit of an idea though.
Yeah.
You have some meats as well.
Oh yeah, we do. We absolutely do. So three farms, Hillcrest Farm and Forest, which is some friends of mine. They're giving turkey and we've got chicken and currently frozen from Lost Savannah Farm.
Right.
And then Glen Alwyn Farm has given me a bunch of beef bones. These are up for grabs actually.
Wow.
So chefs can do either a meat-based or a veggie soup.
Well, I think I'm just going to give a little shout out to Atlas for my years at Atlas.
Yeah.
But and it didn't occur to me till I opened up this shop here, is that I have made nothing but vegetarian soups.
So now you're a veggie pro?
Well, I realize I've been making soups here at the shop here, and I realize that they're all veggie-based, and I'm like, kind of stretching my head going, oh my God, I can do meat. Like it's like meat and soup. Like,
well, that was the thing. That was the thing. When we worked at Atlas always had vegetarian soup. They would never not have vegetarian soup. So
that's good.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, and they were amazing soups, but
now you're not as constrained.
Now I'm not as constrained. So now I'm going to try and do a veggie soup and something else soup. So
nice.
Yeah.
Whether some seafood, I want to shout out to Chowders because that's one of my favorite stories is picking clams on the beach and then soaking them and then steaming them all off and picking the meat out to make a beautiful clam chowder, like, and then sitting on the beach and eating that. Like, you can't beat that ever.
By a winter fire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well,
soups.
Yeah. Well, I think we're getting a bit long on the time here.
Yeah. I was about to start talking about all my favorite soups in town. I'm like, you know what? We probably got to cap this off.
There's lots of places, but we should get out some information about how people can get in contact with you and the community hall and emails and Lush Valley. If you have
stuff. Yes. So if you would like to find the information for Farm Fresh Soup Fest, I would go to trusty old, well, I don't know, maybe not Facebook.
Right.
Farm Fresh Soup Fest. Just search for that event. You can also visit www.blackcreek-cc.com and check out our events tab. And there's all the info for the Soup Festival. You can email me, Jesse, at specialevents@blackcreek-cc.com. Or call the office at the community center for more info, 250-337-5190. And as I mentioned before, there's tickets for sale, $15 in advance, or if we have any left, $20 at the door. Yeah, tickets at the community center or on brown paper tickets.
Perfect.
Yeah. Thank you so much for
having me. Thank you for coming in and chatting with us.
Yeah,
and I'm looking forward to finally getting another podcast up on the air. And,
it's been a while for us.
And it's been a while. Send out to our listeners that if they want to find out more about the Edible Valley podcast, they can check us out at theediblevalley.com online, which are our Podbean site, which has all 150-something episodes of all the great, wonderful places that we've connected with in the Comox Valley, whether they're still going, which most of them are, and a couple that have gone on to other things that we've had back and forth a few times. So it's always good to hear from you. And if there's a new place or something you want us to talk to in the Vancouver Island or Comox Valley area about food or upcoming events, we'd love to chat with you. And you can get a hold of us at theedibleValley@gmail.com. What else can you say?
You can pretty much find us in any social media just by searching out The Edible Valley. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Podbean. You can find just we're The Edible Valley. And that's I've found that anytime I do a search, all of our stuff comes up.
I can attest to that. I searched and you were easy to find.
Perfect.
And once again, remember, keep it fresh, keep it flavorful, and keep it fun. Thanks for listening to the Edible Valley Podcast.